I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. Russia and the U.S. are on the outs right now, but there are some places where Americans and Russians are fostering mutual respect and affection. Here's one you may not have heard about. Alina Simone begins our story on the beach in Brooklyn.
It's a brisk Saturday morning on Brighton Beach, and about half of the dozen or so people gathered here are bundled in jackets, scarves, and hats. The rest have already stripped down to trunks and bikinis. The water temperature today? 48 degrees, which is pretty much a sauna for these swimmers.
They've been swimming here when it's like the beach is covered in snow and ice. It's, you know, it's minus whatever out and the water is almost at 0 degrees.
Meet Melissa O'Reilly, award-winning ice swimmer.
And do you have any special gear that you swim in?
A bathing suit, a cap, and goggles. Yeah.
So yeah. Not one of those fancy thermal suits that...
No.
Is made of space age fabric.
That's the whole thing about the swimming. It's we don't use wetsuits. It's wetsuits not allowed.
That's like cheating.
Wetsuits are cheating. Yeah.
And I should point out that unlike the famous polar bear club, these guys aren't just running into the ocean, high fiving each other, and dashing back to shore. Melissa will swim for at least a half hour today. It's addictive, she tells me. It was actually here on Brighton Beach 2 years ago that Melissa first discovered ice swimming. After getting hypothermia in mid-60-degree water training for an ocean race, she approached Christian Vergara, who heads up the winter swimming group here on Brighton Beach, and asked, "How do I get better?" He said,
"Swim with us through the winter, and like your body just builds up a tolerance to cold." And then a few months later, I found myself in Murmansk for the first time in the Russian Arctic doing like the most extreme swim I had ever done.
Девочки, Мурманск с вами! Давайте, давайте, все дружно!
Actually, most of the swimmers here in Brooklyn regularly compete in some of the coldest bodies of water on the planet. That's the goal. Ice swimmers talk about Siberia the way surfers talk about Hawaii.
Yeah, so these competitions, I describe it as like a swim meet outside in really cold temperature, and they cut the pool out of the frozen lake, and everyone's standing on the frozen lake because it's been so cold. You know, it's, you know, well over 2 feet thick.
If you ask me, it takes real guts for an American to wing over to Siberia in the middle of December for a 1K race in water so cold it starts to freeze over between heats, a word that starts to sound pretty ironic in this context. But the Russians didn't see it that way at first.
I remember the first time I saw the way they sort of looked at the Americans, the other Westerners, which was like, these guys are jokers, they have no idea what they're doing.
This is Talia Tibben, a German-born documentary filmmaker who describes ice swimming as her way of unwinding between making movies about war, drugs, and crime. Yet Russia's bone-chilling water tested her mettle like nothing else.
You just kind of go there and you just think, can I really do this? Can anyone do this?
Apparently they can. This year in Murmansk at the first ice swimming world championship, Melissa and another American, Jamie Monahan, placed first in their age groups, and the gold medalist was a German. According to Talia, the tenacity and talent of Western ice swimmers has definitely helped thaw East-West relations.
And then, you know, for the last, I guess, 2 years, it's been this sort of, like, build-up of friendships and really camaraderie over ice, which is very, very cool.
Today's swim in Brighton Beach is an international reunion of sorts for swimmers who competed in Murmansk in March. But they have a more pragmatic reason for meeting here. The swimmers are hoping to get New York City to host an international ice swimming competition on the East River next year. A challenge because even though global interest in ice swimming is booming...
Here, the sport is non-existent.
This is Chilean-born Christian Vergara, president of the U.S. Winter Swimming Association. He's the guy who first encouraged Melissa O'Reilly to compete in Russia. Given that, I expected him to bluff the hardest about how great a dip in the freezing ocean feels. Everyone else has been trying to get me into the water all morning. But Christian doesn't sugarcoat.
Okay, it's torture going in. I'm not going to lie about it. But coming out, it gives you a sense of wellness.
That sense of wellness is why I've decided to skip Brighton Beach and head straight to Russia for my virgin plunge, where they know how to incentivize us weak-willed, warm-water swimmers.
You always know in these competitions, unlike here, that there's a sauna with a Russian, an older Russian lady waiting to just wrap you with a hot, warm towel. And you sort of look forward to that.
For The World, this is Alina Simone, staying on the beach in Brooklyn.